We begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, the new perek, the fifth perek of the Masechta on Daf Nun Be'ezer Mabe'ez. Today's shir is Daf Nun Gimel. This perek continues to discuss the halachos of Erev Tchumim, and it speaks about the way one can measure the boundaries of a city and where the Tchum begins and how far the Tchum goes. There are cities that are round, there are cities that are square. There are cities, as we will learn in our Mishnah, that have houses jutting out from the boundaries and borders of the city. And the first thing the Mishnah needs to identify is how we identify the border of the city, that after we have the border of the city, we could start measuring the tchum of the city. So says the Mishnah, Ketzim Avrim Esa'arim. How do we extend the borders of a city? In other words, before we could determine the tchum of a city, we have to determine where does the city end. So says the Mishnah, Bayis Nechnas Bayis Yotzi. If there's a house that's recessed or a house that protrudes from the city's borders, Pogim Nechnas, Pogis Yotzi. And if there's a city is surrounded by a wall and there's a tower that is recessed in the wall, or there's a tower that protrudes from the wall, if there are runes that are 10 tefachim high that extend past the border of the city, or there are gesharim, there are bridges, or there are nefashis. Nefashis is a building that was built next to a Beis HaKfaris. And it's meant to accommodate the watchmen of the Beis HaKfaris, Shiesh ben Beis Dira, and all of these situations where there's a dwelling place in these extensions of the city. And Tosfos points out that the need for an extension, the need for a place for somebody to have a dwelling place, is only by the bridges, because bridges don't typically need to have a watchman. So in order to be considered that it has a watchman, it has to have this room for the Beis Dira. A Beis HaKfaris, says Tosfos, it's typical that a Beis HaKfaris should have room for a watchman. And since it's typical for that to happen, that doesn't have to have a specific room. Matzin is a Mida Kenegdan. And all these situations, they have the ability of extending the border of the city. And I saw that the Mefarshim explain that our Mishnah actually is going to, our Perek actually is going to be speak about the Ibur of a city, that every city has an extension of 70 amas. And our Mishnah is coming to teach us that how do we measure those 70 amas. And furthermore, it's a continuation of the Mishnah that we learned in the last Mishnah of the previous Perek. The last Mishnah of the previous Perek, we spoke about those people who take the measurements of the city. And now our Mishnah continues to discuss how and what these people who take the measurements, what did they do to measure the tchum of the city, to measure the 70 amas that we just spoke about. Voice and Ison, continues the Mishnah, we treat the city kimentavul merbaas. That means the poshup shot in the Mishnah, the way Rashi is, explains that even if the city is formed as a circle, when we talk about how we look at the city, we look at it as if it were a square. And as we've discussed extensively in our previous shiurim, by doing so, we give a real extension to the city. The Rambam has a different explanation, the Pirush Mishnayos, that he explains, again, Rashi's explanation is that we look at the tchum as a square. As we said, when we measure the tchum, we don't measure it as a circle. We don't measure it as a circle, we measure it as a square. The Rambam explains that we're not talking about the person who's coming to measure the tchum, but rather we're coming to talk about measuring the city and that the city, even though it's shaped as a circle, we measure it as a square, and therefore by measuring the square, we gain all of the corners, which are larger by a square than they are by a circle. So either the tchum of the city is measured like a square, as obvious, in order that we should gain the area of the corners. Says the Gemara, begins the Gemara, a spelling question. Says the Gemara, Rav Shmuel, we had a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. What is the proper way of spelling this word of our Mishnah Ma'abrim? Chatanim Ma'abrim with an ayin. Ma'abrim sa'aron, v'chatanim ma'abrim sa'aron with a aleph. Says the Gemara, mandatanim ma'abrim, the one that explains it, abrim, with an aleph, it's like an aver, that we add parts to the city, all these different extensions that we discussed in the Mishnah, we'll discuss them in the Shem and the Gemara, are like an extended aver. An aver extend, organs extend the body, so too do these various structures extend the body. A mandatani ma'abrin, the one that learns it with an ayin, kishobra, like a pregnant woman. So I saw that the Sefer Teres Chaim explains that it's not just a spelling issue. Do you spell it with an aleph? Do you spell it with an ayin? There's a halachic nafkamina. The question will be if you'll have just a temporary hut, something which isn't really permanent, will that be able to extend the city? If we learn it with an ayin, which is like a pregnant woman. So a woman who's pregnant is not permanently going to have this extension to the body. She's only going to have this extension until she, Mitzvah, has the baby. According to Mandama, whoever learns Ma'abrim, that learns it with an aleph, that it's an aver is something which is there permanently. And therefore, only a permanent structure will have the ability to extend the city. Something which is only there temporarily will not be able to extend the city. Another place we have a machlokes, says the Gemara. We know that the Torah speaks about the Maaros HaMachpelah, and we have a machlokes, how exactly was the Maaros HaMachpelah built? Rav Shmuel Chara Mishnei Batim Zeh Lefnei Mezeh. There were two rooms. One was an inner room, and one was an outer room, as is shown in the diagram in Rashi. V'chara Mabayis V'ali El Gabav. The other one says there was one room on top of another room. So I saw that the Sefer Iyun Yaakov says that what's the nafkamina, how it looked. So he says, if we say it was bayis lefnim bayis, one room inside the other room, so certainly Adam Arishin, who was created by Kodesh Baruch Hu, b'chvoide b'atzmai, b'demusoy b'tzalmai, so certainly Adam and Chava were in the more inner room, and the others were in the outer room. But according to the Mandam that says there was one room on top of the other room, so certainly the Ovis, which the Medrash says, Ovis Heim HaMarkova, the Ovis are the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings a Shechina in the world. So according to that, Adam Arishin would have been buried on the bottom, and the Ovis would have been buried on top. So says the Gemara Bishlam Mandam. The Mandam says, Zel Gav Zeh, there was one room on top of the other room. Haina Machpela. We can understand what the Torah uses the word Machpela. However, ask the Gemara, Lamandam Shnei Batim, Zelfnem Zeh, that there were two rooms, one inside the other. Ask the Gemara, my Machpela, what does the word Machpela represent? Answers the Gemara, Shkfula Bazugas, that it had many couples who were buried there. What does that mean? Says the Gemara. As the pasuk says, Mamre Kiryas Arba, Amrav Yitzchak Kiryas Arba, Chevroin is called Kiryas Arba. Why is it called Kiryas Arba? Har Bezugis. There were four couples who were buried there. Adam v'Chava, Avram v'Sara, Yitzchak v'Rivka, Yaakov v'Leia. The pasuk says, V'hi b'mei Amrofel. The Tarak Deutsche speaks about the first war that ever takes place. And the pasuk says, "V'hi b'mei Amrofel Melech Shinar." So says the Gemara, Rav Shmuel. We have a machlokes Rav Shmuel. Chad Amar Nimrod Shmoy. His name was really Nimrod. V'lama Nikra Shmoy Amrofel. So why do we find that the pasuk calls him Amrofel? Sh'amar v'hippel Avram Avinu Kivshan Eish. He was the one that threw Avram Avinu into the Kivshan Eish. V'chad Amar Amrofel Shmoy. His real name was real name was Amraphel. V'lam nikra shmai Nimrod. Why was he called Nimrod? Shehimrod is kol olam kuloi. He got the entire world to rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'eis malchusai. So the Gemara uses a very interesting wording when it speaks about Amraphel. The Gemara says, Omar v'hippel. So what does it mean, Omar v'hippel? So I saw that Rashi says that Rashi Chumash says, Amraphel hu nimrod, sh'omel Avram pol l'toch kivsha enesh. So if we learn Rashi, it seems that what Rashi is telling us is that Nimrod told Avram Avinu to throw himself into the furnace. And from our Gemara, it seems that Amraphel, Nimrod, were those that threw Avram Avinu into the fire. What exactly happened? So the Sefer Ben Yoyada gives two pshatim. One pshat is that Nimrod was a mechashif. And when he threw Avram Avinu into the Kivshan Eish, he said different lechoshim that the fire should be extremely strong. And it still didn't help any. Another pshat, that before Nimrod threw Avram Avinu into the Kivshan Eish, they were debating about the effectiveness of Avodah Zarah. Only after he kept on talking to Avram Avinu and trying to get Avram Avinu to agree and understand how great Avodah Zarah is, and Avram Avinu was not ready to accept what Nimrod said, that's when Omar, first they spoke, but after they spoke and he saw that his speaking wasn't getting anywhere, that's when he threw Avram Avinu into the Kivshan Eish. From here we see that no matter what we'll say, Nimrod and Amraphel were terrible Rishoim. The only question is, was it Nimrod or Amraphel? So the question that I saw that the Paiskim discuss, could somebody name his baby Nimrod? So I saw that the Sefer Tayrus Chaim says, we know the Pasuk in Mishlei says, Shame Rishoim, the names of Rishoim Yirkov should be Rat. So certainly it would be very inappropriate to name somebody after the name of a Rosha. We find that Shlomo HaMelech called one of his daughters Basmas. And Basmas, well, you know, the Torah says, was Bas Yishmol, Asis, Eshev. And the Torah, and Rashi says that she was called with that name because Materis Besom Avodah Zarah. She used to bring Besom of Avodah Zarah. So now, how could Shlomo HaMelech have given a name, the name of a Rosha, a Basmas? So I saw two pshatim that why that may be mutter. One is if it's the name of a goy, of an akum, then we don't have this problem of Shem Rishon Yarkov. You can't use a name of a Jew who didn't act in an appropriate manner. But the name of an akum is not a consideration. And so another pshat that the Mabit wants to suggest, that if the name itself, and that's what he says is pshat by Basmas, if Basmas is a very nice name, and therefore, since Basmas is a nice name on its own, when you use the name Basmas, it's not necessarily a problem. Furthermore, if we'll say that his name really, as Al Gemara says, really wasn't Nimrod, his name was Amraphel, and Nimrod is no more of a description, as the Gemara just said, of what he did, then it's not really the name of any Rosha. And since it's not the name of any specific Rosha, there's room for leniency. The Pasuk says, V'yokam melech chodesh al Mitzrayim, Rav Shmuel. So the Machlokes Rav Shmuel, what does that Pasuk mean? Had Amar chodesh mamish, there was a rule king, there was a new king. V'chad Amar shenis atches, it was the old king that just made new gzeres. So, according to the man, the Omid, that says it was just a new king, what's the chiddush? Of course, the definition of chadosh means a new king. So, Rabbi Yehuda gives two pshatim to this as well. He says that usually in those days, a king was the son of a previous king. So then it's not really considered chadash. It's not really considered a new king. It's just considered a continuation of the previous dynasty. Here, he was not from a family of kings. He was a new ruler. Another pshat that he suggests, that until then, the Mitzrayim was not a monarchy. It was more of a regular government with a prime minister. Now they started Chodosh. They started a new type of government. They started a government with kings. Mandam Chodosh Mamish, Tiksiv Chodosh. The Mandam says that he was a new king because that's what the Pasuk says, Chodosh. However, Mandam Shinschachik Zeroysov, what makes him say that? Says the Gemara, Binder like Siv Vyomis Vyimlech. Normally, when a new king is appointed, it says Vyomis that the previous king died, and this was a new king. Well, the Mandam Shinschachu Zeroysov, according to Mandam, that it was the same old king, he just made new decrees. So how do we understand Aksiv Ashlayodas Yosef? The previous king certainly knew Yosef, says the Gemara, Mashlayodas Yosef. What does that mean? David Domi, he acted commander Layodal Yosef Klal as if he didn't know Yosef at Tzadik. So what's the Nafkamina I saw the Mefarshim discuss if he was a new king or Nischadish Kzeroysov? So the Sefer Teres Chaim gives a very big nafkamina. He said that what's going to be the halacha if somebody did a real estate deal with somebody else? He says, I'm buying a new house. And he comes and he says, okay, I will furnish you with a new house. And he comes and the house that he furnishes him is not a new house. It's a beautifully refurbished house. According to Mandamer, if it's Nischadish Kzeroysov, if it's refurbished, it's already considered chadash, so he kept the terms of the deal. However, according to the mandama that says that chadash represents only something entirely new, then the halacha would be that this is not entirely new. The Ben Yoyada gives another nafkamina. He says, the Torah says that when people went out to war, the Torah says, "Me who ashebana bayis chadash." Who built a new home, v'loi chanochoi, and did not have a chance yet to inaugurate it. So what is considered a bayis chodosh, to go back from war? Doesn't have to be completely new? Does it have to be completely new? Or does it have to be just refurbished that he goes back from war for it? There's a tshuva, in the Shas of Tshuva Smachs Avrom, Oyrechaim Simen Chov Zayin. He says, there's a big discussion in the Paiskim if you could take a place that was used for inappropriate behavior to turn it into a shul. So certainly, the Paiskim distinguish between a place that was a base of Avodah Zarah, a place where Avodah Zarah was worshipped, versus a place that was just a place of pritzis. A place of pritzis, the Paiskim are more lenient. Says the Machz Avram, if besides that it wasn't a base of Avodah Zarah, it's also a situation where it's refurbished. And according to the Gemara that we're learning now, something that's refurbished, the Gemara, we said, at least according to one opinion, considers it chadosh, considers it completely new. So if the Gemara considers it completely new, so then he says such a place you could be able to use for a base of Knesset. There's a Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer explains that the Pasuk says, regarding the way the Mitzrim treated Klal Yisrael, the Pasuk says, V'yimoru es chayeim, avoid the kosher, v'chayim v'bulveinim, v'chol avoid the besada, as kol avoidosom, as she'ovda ben b'forach. And the obvious question is, why does the Pasuk have to go into such great detail in telling us all the difficult labor that the Mitzrim made Klal Yisrael do? So he explains, says the Chassam Sofer, that even something which is very uncomfortable, it's really very uncomfortable only at the beginning. But once a person gets accustomed to it, it's not that uncomfortable anymore. So he says, you know what the rishis of the Mitzrim was? Not only did they make Klal Yisrael work in such a horrible way, they kept on changing the jobs. So even every time after they got accustomed to the job, they made Nischachu Gzeroysov. So he says, Pshat Nischachu Gzeroysov, they kept on making new jobs. And by keeping making new jobs, that made it so very difficult that they could never really get accustomed to anything. It was always again and again needing to get accustomed to new hard jobs. So I saw what, according to the man, the Amar, that says, I saw this Fasema says that there's really no machloikis between these two opinions. He says, what happened was that the original king of Mitzrayim remembered Yosef, remembered all the good that Yosef and his family did for Mitzrayim. And therefore, he didn't want to do anything against them. So he was deposed. When he saw that he had no choice, the schachig zroisov, and that's what the pasuk means, that he didn't die, he was just deposed and came back afterwards when schachig zroisov. And I saw that the sefer Tepukei Chaim explains what's pshat shalayodas Yosef. Doesn't mean that he didn't know Yosef. He didn't remember what Yosef represented. Yosef represented, as he said to Paroi the first time he met him, as a shalakim oisa heres Paroi, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu intends to do. Yosef lived a life as a shalakim oisa, that he always attributed to whatever's going to happen, he attributed to Hashem. And they were not ready to accept that type of a theology, that everything is in the hands of Hashem. Siman Shemayin Esver Shnei Masu Lamadim V'Dovim V'Yivin. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Shemayna Osa Yomim Gidalti Eitzel Rabbi Yishai Baribi. For 18 days was I by Rabbi Yishai, the great person of the Gadol Hador. V'leimanetem Mimena El Dova Echav V'Mishna Seinu. I only learned from him one thing in our Mishnah. Keitzad Ma'abim Sa'arim Be'alef. So I learned that the proper spelling, as we began this Gemara, for the word Ma'abrim in our Mishnah is with an Aleph. Eini, ask the Gemara, is that true that he only learned one thing? V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shnei Masa Tamidim, Ha'yolai L'Rabbi Yishai Rabbi. Rabbi Yishai Rabbi had 12 Tamidim. U'shmoina Asa Yom G'dalti B'neim, and I spent 18 days with them. V'lamanati Lev Kol Echad V'Echad, I was able to understand and learn from each one of their hearts. V'chochmas Kol Echad V'Echad, and I was able to learn Chochma from each one of them. So what are you telling me? Asked the Gemara, that he only learned one thing. Answers the Gemara, Lev kol echad v'echad, the heart of each one. V'chochmas kol echad v'echad gomar. He was able to learn the lev of each person and the chochma of each person. The Gemara, something which applies to understanding the Gemara, that like gomar he didn't learn. Ibis Ema, another teretz, minayi didai gomar. From the Talmidim of Rabbi Yishai, he learned much. However, minayi didai from Yishai himself, like gomar, he didn't learn that much. Ibis Ema, a third teretz, dava echad b'mishna seinu kamar. He didn't say that he didn't learn much from him. As far as a Mishnah is concerned, he only learned one thing, the proper spelling of our Mishnah. But of course, he learned from him many other things. When we learned Torah by Rabbi Yishai b'Rebbe, hayinu yoshvim arba abba ba'ama. We were able to sit four people within one abba, ama. And as the Meiri explains, that because they were so engrossed in their learning, that's all that counted to them. So even though it was very tight fit, they didn't feel it because they were just thinking about their learning. The Mashah says that this type of measurement that our Gemara says that they were sitting so tight is physically impossible. But rather what the Gemara means is that when somebody wants to learn, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them the siyata, the shmaya, that they're able to sit in such close quarters and not feel it. Amar Rabbi, they sat six people in one amma. And the Ben Yoyada explains why by Rabbi Yishai did they sit four in one amma. And there they sat six in one amma. Says the Ben Yoyada, because in Rabbi Yishai's yeshiva, they only learned four sedarim of Mishnayis, of Shas. And since they only learned four sedarim, so that's why they only had room for four in one amma. In the yeshiva of Rabbi Lazar, they learned six Sidri Mishnayis, and therefore, since they learned six Sidri Mishnayis, they could have six people in an Amma. V'am Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yishai B'Ribi B'Daira, Kramei B'Daira. Rabbi Yishai in his time was like Kramei in his time. Ma Ramei B'Daira, just Ramei in his time. Lo Yochel Chavera El Soif Lamed El Soif Datai. As we learned earlier in the Masechna, Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis. Amar Rabbi Achim Rabbi Chanina, Goli V'Yidu L'Fnei Misha Amma V'Oilam.
She'ein b'dayrish Ramei k'moysoi. There was nobody as great as Ramei, no great Talmud Chacham in his time as he was. Ask the Gemara, Umnei ma'aloi kov ha'alach k'moysoi. So why wasn't Allah established like him? Says the Gemara, Shlo yochlu chaveir rav lamin ha'soif datoi. They couldn't fathom and understand what he said. Shuaim al-tamei tar ma'aloi panim, al-tamei ma'aloi panim. Since they couldn't really figure him out, they couldn't come to Paskin like him because they really didn't understand what he said. And I saw that the Sefer L'Hairus Nosson says, what does the Gemara mean? Ramei was so great that he could turn Ruchnius into Gashmius and Gashmius into Ruchnius. Nobody else has that ability.
V'am Rabbi Yochanan, Liban Shal Rishonim, the hearts, that means their level of Chochmah, the level of understanding, was Kepischa Shal Ulam, which was, as we learned at the beginning of Masechta, 20 Amos wide. Shel Achroinim, the Havana and the Chachma of the later generations, was Kepischa Shel Cheichel, which is only 10 Amos wide. Vana, and our hearts, are only Kemalei Nekev of Sritchus, like a small needle that you use to sew, that we don't have that depth. Even though, says the Iyun Yaakov, we know that throughout Shast, Alok is Klebasroi. We always paskin like the later Paiskim. So he says, it's not that we paskin like the greater later Paiskim because we know more than the previous generations. Chas v'sholem. But he says, just like you'll have a small person, a dwarf, standing on top of a giant, so he could see a lot more because he's standing on top of the giant. We, the later generations, can know what to do because we could stand on the shoulders of the previous generations. Rishonim, who are the Rishonim? Rekiva. Achronim, Rabbi Elazar ben Shammua. And Ikad Amri, Rishonim refers to Rabbi Elazar ben Shammua, and Achronim are Rabbi Yoshe Baribi. Amr Abaya, Vanan, we who are even later generations, Kisikska Beguda, Lagamara. It's like you stick a nail into the hole, into the wall, that it takes a lot of work to stick it into the wall. So too, for us to really understand something properly, it takes a lot of effort. Amar Rava, Vanan, and we, Ke'etzpasa Bekira, it's like a finger put on wax, L'svar, when it comes to understand something. Which means, in later generations, or when you touch wax, when you touch hard wax, it only stays on the outside of your finger. We don't really have the Chochmah penetrating us. Anavash Anan, Kiatzpasa Bibira, we're like putting a finger into an empty pit. The Shikha. It's easy to put your finger into an empty pit. So too, we put our finger into an empty pit. That's how quickly we forget what we learned. Another Pshat that Tosfos quotes from Rabbeinu Chananu is that if you put your finger on a pile of seed, what happens is the seeds will collapse. So too, when we learn, so it's just putting your finger on a pile of seeds that won't really stay for a long time. Amar Yehuda Marav, B'nei Yehuda Shekbidu al Lashonim, that spoke, they were careful how they spoke, Niskayim Terosim B'yodim, they were successful with their learning. Whereas, B'nei Golus Shekbidu al Lashonim, they weren't so careful, Lo Niskayim Terosim B'yodim, they weren't so successful. Ask the Gemara, Mida B'Kabayi D'Talei Malsa, does it really depend on how you speak to know if they're successful, to be successful in learning? Says the Gemara, B'nei Yudu Daik Elishna, that they were very careful to repeat what they heard, the way they heard it from their Rebbe. U'masnecha Simonim, and they used to make different ways. We know that in those days they learned Torah Shabbat Peh. So they did different study aids to help them remember their learning. The Sky Matarasim Beyodim, so they were able to remember their learning. However, B'nei Golo, the Loi Daik Elishna, they weren't so careful to repeat it the way they heard it. And they didn't do things to help them remember their learning. Says the Gemara, G'mnei Yehuda Gomer Mechad Rabba. The G'mnei Yehuda learned from one Rebbe, and therefore, Neskayim Terosim B'yodim. They were successful. B'nei Golo, the Loi Gamri Mechad Rabba, they learned from many Rebbe's, Neskayim Terosim B'yodim. I asked Tosfos, the very Maskel, the Gamri, that the Gemara Masechet Avodah Zarah, that if you test Omer Aleph says, Kol Loi Metayra Lefnei Rav Echad, Ein Aroi Simen Bracha Loilim, if you learn Torah from only one Rebbe, you will not be successful. So why does the Gemara say that they were successful? So the Tosfos says
There's a difference between lemigmar and lemizber. Lemigmar is to amass knowledge. When it comes to amass knowledge, it's better to learn from one Rebbe, not to get confused. When it comes to svara, for logic, there you can learn from many Rebbes. Ravina Amar B'nai Yehuda, the Golem Masachta, the B'nai Yehuda that were learned and taught others, the Skaima Tarasana B'yodam. They were successful. B'nai Golem, the Loim Masachta, they didn't learn Torah with other people, Loim Skaima Tarasana B'yodam. They weren't successful. That's Rashi's one pshat. Another pshat is that the B'nai Yehuda were careful to make sure that they understood what they learned. The B'nai Gola weren't so careful, and that's why they weren't successful. Another pshat that the Meiri suggests is that the B'nai Yehuda, before they gave a shir, they gave out Mari Mekoymus. They told the people who are going to listen to the shir what the shir will be about. And that will create that everybody is familiar with the subject matter. And by everybody being familiar with the subject matter, which is going to be taught, that will help them all understand what's being taught better. But if the people who are listening to the shir are not familiar, then you can't have that same level of success. And that's why I saw that the Sefer Chashuki Chemet paskins that if somebody's giving a shir, for example, on Chol HaMoed, and he's giving the shir on Chol HaMoed, and we know that we could only write on Chol HaMoed only if it's absolutely necessary, could the Magid shir write the Mara Mekoymus to present it to the people who are going to hear the shir? So he says, just like we're allowed to teach Torah on Chol HaMoed, and just like we're allowed to do anything which represents a dover ovid, something that could cause us to a loss, losing learning is the biggest loss that we could ever think about. And therefore, offering the Mara Mekoymus is certainly a very important reason to be able, is a very important reason to be able to give a shir on Chol HaMoed to write those Mara Mekoymus. Continues the Gemara. David Goli Masechta. David, we find, was a person who gave shiurim, taught Torah to other people. Shaul Lo Goli Masechta. Shaul didn't have that trait. Says the Gemara. Shaul Lo Goli. David Goli Masechta. David, who did this, who taught Torah, Ksibbe, Yurecha, Yeruni, V'Yismachu. The people see me and are happy. Shaul, the loy goli masechta, Shaul, whoever did not do this, ksibei ubechol ashiyifne yashia. He wasn't successful. And I saw that they explain that the reason Shaul acted this way, here the Gemara says that that's certainly not the way to act. So why did Shaul do this? Because Shaul was a tremendous onuf. Shaul was very humble and modest. And that's why Shaul thought that he's not the person that should be giving shiurim. We know that Shaul killed the city, the Kahanim of Noiv, Ira Kahanim. We know that Shaul brought up through a balas oiv the spirit of Shmuel, and Shmuel said to Shaul, Mocher ata imi mechitzos imi. And we learn, he was with Shmuel in Olam Haba. And certainly, Shmuel was in a very serious place in Olam Haba. Amar Rabbi, Yeka Demashalahu, Lebnei Yehuda Daik L'Shoinam. So if we're learning that the people of Yehuda were so careful and knew their whatever they said, so we should ask them the proper spelling of the Mishnais that we began with. Our Mishnah, is it Ma'abrim Tanan or Ma'abrim, with Aleph or Ayin? There's a Mishnah Masechta B'chayrus. We know that a big portion of Masechta B'chayrus discusses mumim, different mumim that make a b'char mum, a baal mum. And one of them, if a b'char only has one testicle, and the Mishnah discusses a procedure how to examine the animal if it has two. And the question there is the proper spelling of the word akuzatanan with aleph or akuzatanan with ayin? And yadi, and the way we're learning, the B'nai Yehuda would presumably know the answer. Says the Gemara, Shalinu. So they asked the B'nai Yehuda this question, Famrilei, and the answer they gave was, Ikadatani, there are those that learn our Mishnah, Ma'abrim with aleph, Vikadatani, Ma'abrim with ayin. Ikadatuna, Akuza with aleph, Vikadatani, Akuza with ayin. Says the Gemara, B'nai Yehuda Daika Lishna Maihi, where do we find that the B'nai Yehuda was so careful in the way they expressed themselves? Says the Mardahu Ba Yehuda Da'amalu Talas Yeshli Limkar. I have, somebody said to somebody else, I have a talis to sell. Amalei Mag Gavin Talaisach. What color is it? Amalu, so he said, Kitardin Ale Adama. Beats on the ground. They were so careful to be so perfectly descriptive. B'nai Gol D'loi Daik Lishni Mahi. We said the B'nai Gol weren't so careful. What does that mean? The Tanya the Huba Galila, the Kavaozov Amalhu. There was a Ben Gol that was going and announced that Amalaman, who has Amar to sell? But they didn't know exactly what he meant. And therefore they said to him, Amalei Galila Shaita, you foolish person from Golol. Chamer Lamirkov, do you mean a donkey to ride on? Or Chamer Lamishti, do you mean wine to drink? Do you mean Amala Milbush? Does it mean wool that we use for clothing? Amalas Kasa, does it mean an animal that's going to be used for slaughtering? Says the Gemara, Hayyita said the Baila Maim Lechavrita. One woman wanted to say to another woman, Toy Dachel Sechalbi, come and eat milk. But since she didn't speak clearly, Amalei, it sounded, Shulchosi Tochlavye. She wanted a cursor that a lion should devour you. Hayi Itzadasi Lakame Dedaina. There was a woman that came to the Yonim to complain that a tablet of hers was stolen. But again, she wasn't able to express herself clearly. Amalei, Mori Kila. Mari Kiri, Tavla Havasli, Viganavuch Min, Ukuda Havas Tacha Shadrulach Levai Lematikar Chara. My servant, I had a beam, they stole it from me, and now it's in a place that if you will be hung up on it, your feet will not reach the ground. And again, because she wasn't able to express herself carefully, that's her entire declaration was a very poor declaration. Says the Gemara, Amsa de Rebbe. But now, the Gemara speaks the other way around. How we see people who are careful in the way they express themselves don't have to be always so direct and to get across the message. Amsa de Rebbe, the Shifcha of the home of Rebbe, Kavet Masa Belosh Chochma. They would speak with a lot of Chochma. As the Gemara shows us in many places in Shas, these people were the administrators of Rebbe's house, and Rebbe let them really run all of the household in the house. So they spoke with Chochm, Amma Hochri. They said to Rebbe like this, Alice, there was some sort of a vessel which they used to use like as a ladle to fill up, to take out of the barrel and fill up cups. So Alice, Nafkas Bekad, it's the ladle is sticking, is knocking at the bottom of the barrel. Year in the Shaila Kaneim, let the birds travel back home, or yad the bus or open up another one. What they were trying to say was, but saying it in a nice way, there's no more wine in the barrel. So if there's no more wine in the barrel, you might as well go home. Zimna Amlahu. Sometimes they used to say, Yirin Nishayel Kanayim. They used to say, let the eagles come back home. And they would say, let them all go home and finish the meal, go back home, go back to yeshiva. However, the Lisfin, if they wanted the Talmidim to sit and learn, have a Amala, Rebbe would tell them, Yadi Basa Chavetavinei, let's take off the stopper, the crown, from a new barrel, the takta al-spakad, and like that, this ladle will float, because we're talking about an entirely new barrel of wine, so the ladle that you put in floats on top, ke'ilfa de azlis b'yama, just like a ship that floats on the top of the ocean. Rabbi Yossi bar Avin, ke'ava mishtoi b'losh ha'chachma, when Rabbi Yossi bar Asya wanted to speak intelligently, omeli, Asali Shar Mishpat Bator Miskin. Shar means Tor. A Mishpat is Dain. So Shar Mishpat means Tardin. What he wanted to say was that make for me Tardin, and then the word Tor Miskin is a way of saying Chardel. make me meat with mustard. He didn't want to say expressly that he wants to eat, because he didn't want to look like a person, says the Iyayam, that's just busy eating. The Ben Yoyada gives a different explanation. He says there's a famous Gemara in Masechta Yuma that paid Gimel Amar Beis with Kidar, that the way he was able to be caught was we're able to know what he ate. So he didn't want to expressly tell people what he was eating, and therefore he said, let's conceal it and nobody know what I ate. Another pshat that he says is tardin is actually not meat. Tardin are vegetable. And he was a chassid. He didn't eat meat all week long. He only ate vegetables. But he didn't want to let everybody know that that's what he's doing. So he concealed it that people shouldn't be able to figure it out. Can I have a shal bishbuzer? When they wanted to ask about the people he's staying by, but he didn't want to speak about it expressly. Amahachi, gvar pum dein chai. Gvar means a person. Pum means his mouth. Dein means this person. That means, how are they doing? Maza toiviyesh. In other words, how is he doing? How's his, is everything good by him? Ravu kevim shtoi b'losh chachma. Hava amahachi, atrigal apamchim. Make the coals red like a sroigim, akilas of them, put coals on the oven that are red like gold, vasilishne megidi balota, and then serve me two chickens. And again, he didn't want to say it expressly. He wanted to, what do you call it? He didn't want, says the Ben Yoyada, that his talmidim should run and do this. So he said it in a way that they should understand what he meant. That you should cook for me two chickens on the fire. Could you please show us where Rabbi Loi is hidden? He married this night a girl from the family of Aaron, a family of Kohanim, and he couldn't sleep, and therefore she kept him up all night, and now he's sleeping. Amrilei, some say that it was an Isha, that he married a wife, and he was up all night with his new wife. Bamila, what he really meant was Masechta. He started learning a new Masechta, and because he learned a new Masechta, that's what he got so into learning the new Masechta that he stayed up all night in the excitement of the new Masechta. Amalel Rabbi Loi, the Talmidim said to Rabbi Loi, it's Benino Hech Rabbi Vuh Tzofen. Could you please tell us where is Rabbi Vuh? Amalem, Nesiatz B'machter, he took permission from the Nasi, Nehengiv, and he went to the south side, Lemifi Boishitz. The Gemara says, HaRoitzel L'Hachim Yadrim. If somebody wants to be a Chochem, he should go to the south side. So he says, he went to the south side to where there were great Talmidei Chachamim to learn. Amar Yeshua ben Chananya, miyomai l'netzchani odom, no one was able to beat me in a debate or in a conversation, chutz mi'isha tinek v'tanoikus, except these three situations. Isha mahi, what does it mean with the woman? Pamach s'nsrachti etz l'chsanya achas, I was once a guest, and osli pulin, and they made for me beans. Yom rishon achaltim, I ate them the first day v'lashiyatim em, Klum, I didn't leave anything over. Shniya, Lashiatim and Klum. So I did was the second day. Yom Shlishi, on the third day, he talked to milk. She put in too much salt. They weren't edible. Kim and Shitanti, as soon as I tasted them, I saw that they weren't edible. Meshachti Yodimahen. And I stopped eating. It was so not tasty. Amatila, Amroi, so this woman asked me, Rebbe, why don't you eat? I already ate previously. I'm not hungry. So if you already ate, don't eat the bread, eat the beans. So she said to me, Rebbe, their minig was that they didn't eat up the whole food. They left over some for the waiter, and he didn't do so. And that was the way the woman was explained to him what he did wrong, but she didn't say it to him expressly. The Ben Yoyada explains, the reason he didn't leave leftover, even though the halacha is that you're supposed to leave leftover, he wanted to show how delicious he thought it was that he ate up everything, but that's still not the right thing to do. Another pshat he says is that he left over from the meat. This was the side dish, and that's why he thought it's adequate to leave over from the side dish, but that is actually not correct. Tinoikis Mahi says, I was once traveling, there was a path through the field, and I was walking on that path. Isn't this a path? How are you walking here on somebody's private property? And I said to him, isn't this already a trodden path? Everybody's walking here. It only became that way because people walked where they weren't supposed to walk. And I saw from the Chafetz Chaim that this Gemara teaches us a very important lesson. People get accustomed to do things because that's what the way it was always done. Says the Chafetz Chaim, that's not the way we're supposed to live our lives. The way we're supposed to live our lives is to constantly examine if what we are doing is the right thing. And not just say, well, everybody does it, so I'll do it as well. Tinek Mahi, I was once traveling, and I saw a child sitting by the crossroad. And I asked him, what's the right road to take to the city? Amali, he told me, Zug tzar v'rucha. There's one path which is short and long. Zu arucha v'ktzar. But there's another one which is long and short. V'lachti v'derech ktzar v'arucha. And I went on the short path which was wrong. Kim shigati l'ir. Once I got there very quickly. However, matzias sishem akifin ha'sagagas v'padesim. You got to go around and around. And I ended up back where I started. Chazati l'achoyrei. Amati b'nei aloi, haven't you told me that this is the shorter route? Amali loi matil charuka. Listen to everything I said. So he says, so the Oilus Ephraim explains this Gemara in the following manner. He says, Darucha v'ktzara is the derech of the tzaddikim. The ktzara v'arucha is the derech of the rishoyim. The Rishayim start off with Ktsara, it's easy. They think life is great, but at the end it's Arucha. And for Tzaddikim, not always is it great at the beginning, but at the end, they're going to have a wonderful Olam Haba. The Shakti V'Aroshay, and when I met and I took this child, and I took him and kissed him on his head, V'matel HaShechem Yisrael, Shukuchem, not only the adults in Klal Yisrael are such great people, even the young people. Rabbi Yosef Aglila of Kozovo, or Rabbi Yosef Aglila was traveling on the road. The Gemara says he met Bruya. Bruya was the wife of Rameyer and the daughter of Chanina ben Trajan. What's the right way? What's the right way to get to Lod? Amrali, Gili Shaita, you fool from Golol. Loikach Amra Chomim, Al Tar B'Sicha Me'isha, you should minimize the amount you speak with a woman who you're not related to. Hayla Chalimer, what you should have said was Be'ezel Lud, that you could have used less words, and when you talk to such a woman, you should use the minimum amount of words possible.